You're listening to the BBS Radio Network, and this is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Sky Cloud, healer, author, shaman, paranormal investigator. Stay tuned. Up next is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Sky Cloud.
Hi everyone, this is Derek White Sky Cloud. You're listening to Between Two Worlds, and you see me on bbsradio.com. I'm on the front page, folks. Just haven't taken up a boo with me on the front page of bbsradio.com. You'll see me on the front page. And also, I'd like to welcome everybody, that those in the chat room, those in the BBS Radio chat room, as well as the Pal Talk chat room. Tonight we're doing readings, work as a psychic medium and a paranormal investigator, and so people are asking, want to ask questions. What does this guy do? Well, I read people, and what you can do is just phone these toll-free numbers in. Today, we are actually, the numbers are, those in the U.S., toll-free folks, 877-876-5227. That's 877-576-5227. And Canada is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And also those in international phone, international callers, 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. It's been a very busy week for me. And, I was actually hoping I would get a lady friend of mine to come on the radio show this evening, but she isn't back from the bush yet. We know, those of you may know her, her name is Joanne Giroux. She's actually worked as an alternative health practitioner. She's actually works with her. She's a pretty cool person to work with. And she talks about alternative health and what we can do about it. So I decided to do readings this week. And so those of you actually that are in the chat room, in the BBS Radio chat room, as well as the Pal Talk chat room, please call in the toll-free numbers, and we'll be ready for you to call. Now, I believe we do have a caller who's calling and waiting to talk to chat with me now. Is there a caller there? Hello? Do you have a caller there? We did. We must have lost a caller. Okay. Caller was there and then hung up. Yeah, you do. People are asking the chat room, do we have to call to get a reading? Yes. If you could, because your voice would be wonderful to listen to. All you do is tell me who you are, your first name, and where you're from, and then you can actually ask me a question, which is great. You know, that makes it a whole lot easier to have to type it out to you. So this is what we're doing right now. What my next schedule is, we're going to actually bring in the guys. We're bringing them back on our show, the Paranormal Investigators team. This team, the guys who've actually done this show called Spooks. Okay? And these guys are the guys who actually done the Ghost of Liberty Hill Sanatorium, as well as the guys that actually did this show called Children of the Grave. We're bringing them back. I asked Chris Booth if he wants to come back, because Chris has got a brand new video that he's finished doing. They've been busy doing some parallel investigating. These guys are fabulous. Now, those of you who want to see what the show, these guys are fabulous. They work, they're so busy working, doing their work. And the next investigation they're doing, that is regarding this one here is actually called Possessed. So it's going to be quite interesting. These guys are for real. This is not fake stuff. It's for real. And I watched the videos. You guys are going to get these videos, by the way. You can actually order them online. I recommend you to buy these videos. You'll never see anything quite like this. It's something you can keep as a collection for yourself. It's better than a regular common movie. You know, like you used to always watch those movies on TV, Hollywood movies. This is better than Hollywood movies. This is on site. These guys are actually doing their work. And, you know, actually, in this picture here, you notice if you take a little closer look, if you're able to see this on TV, there's a picture of this girl wearing she looks like she doesn't have an arm on her, and she actually wears, it's like a little leather sleeve with a hook on the end of it. That's real. That actually is one of the original pieces that actually was on one of the children that was in that particular sanatorium in Waverly Hills. So an interesting part of that, when Chris Booth was on the internet one time, and he actually found this arm piece, they stated on there that it came from the original site, and this was actually on eBay. Not better, eBay. They found it, so they bought it for the program, and it was, he said, it's almost like reuniting with the past. And when I saw this, and then he had this cute this little girl who's an actress. I believe she never did have an arm, so they just put it in there to make it look that she was part of that. You got to see this. You got to see these videos. Anyways, they got the brand new out, and it's called Possessed, and it'll be coming out in October. And so I've got Chris Booth coming in, and we're going to be interviewing him and talking about the new video that's coming out. It'll be coming out also on the Sci-Fi Channel in October. It's going to blow you guys away, absolutely blow you away. So, I also work as a paranormal investigator, so I pretty well got an idea what's going to be happening. I really believe we got a caller calling in. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who am I speaking to? Where are you from?
California.
You're in California. What's your first name?
Melissa.
Melissa?
Yeah.
Okay. What can I do for you, Melissa?
I was wondering what changes do you see for me this year?
Say that again, my dear.
What changes do you see for me in the coming months, I guess?
What I see for you, you say? Okay, let me see what I can
yeah.
do.
Thanks.
Okay. I have a strong feeling that you're actually talking about going back to school, or actually had brought it up. Are you still looking? Are you still going to school, or are you actually going back to school?
I'm going back.
Okay. This is going to do bad for you. You'll do quite well with this. Okay. I do follow, and I will say this. You need to get involved with something based on law. Okay, that means if you ever decide to become,
okay.
Let's say a lawyer, so to speak, but get involved with something that's based on the law.
Okay.
Does that make sense at all?
Not really. Well, I'm not really sure what to choose.
Okay. You're not sure what you really want?
Yeah.
You will know when you're ready for it, and I strongly feel that you'll have the word law. It doesn't mean that you'll be a cop. It means that you may decide to become a lawyer or work for a lawyer or involved around law, but it's criminology and all that around you that means you will be involved in that area.
Okay.
Okay. I'm also seeing a female here who's crossed over. She shows herself being grandma. We have a grandmother that's also crossed over here. She tells me she's watching over you. She's got this little child in her arms, and she's showing this that she actually, you were in her arms. So she's showing me that her past memory, that she loved you very much.
Oh, cool. I didn't really get to know her.
Yeah. She's passed away, hasn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she's around you all the time, and she's your guide. She works with you all the time.
I'm glad to know.
Okay, that's good. Well, you keep up the good luck, my dear.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay. The hands are up, folks. The hands are up. I get your press to call in toll free. These are the numbers that I'm putting on the web page, on the Fel Talk chat room. These are the numbers right here if you can. It makes it a whole lot easier. You can chat with me online. So the sooner you get in, the faster you get in. Toll free numbers are 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Those in Canada are 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Those international callers, those call from across the world, 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. Interesting. People will actually do have questions of how can you figure this out? How do you know if you can see the person? Like, what's the difference between a phone call comparative to, here we go, Pell Talk chat room or the BBS radio chat room. That's just how things are. That's just, you just feel the energy of those people's presence. So, okay, I think we got a caller calling in. Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, someone's speaking to you. Where are you from?
Hi, I'm Jazz Singer.
Your first name again?
Jazz Singer. I'm on Pal Talk with you.
Oh, you're the Jazz Singer? Okay.
Mm-hmm. I would like to know. Oh, my first name is Shaquita.
Okay. What can I do for you, my dear?
And I would like to know if my circumstances would change any, like, relocating and career-wise. Hello?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay.
I'm just looking down.
I just wanted to make sure I didn't lose you.
No, you haven't lost me. I'm right here right now. Okay, let me see who I got here. I keep looking at, I don't know why I'm looking at a nightclub. I'm seeing it, I don't know, I'm seeing it out front. Do you ever talk about singing by some chance?
Yes, I am a singer.
You are a singer, okay. Okay, of course, I should know a jazz singer. I'm seeing a nightclub. Do you actually sing in a nightclub yourself?
Cool.
Okay.
So you don't see any day work?
Do I see any work?
Day work, like day job work.
Well, you're doing night work as a singer and day job as what you want to figure with something you do for the daytime?
Yeah, I'm looking to relocate to Georgia from Cali.
Want to look for the location to Georgia? Is that what you want to talk about? Okay, let's see your plan.
I'm relocating.
You're relocating. I will say this too, not just Georgia, but I'm also being told that you'll be also connected to an area in Seattle, Washington. Okay? I don't know what this means, but for some reason somebody will be making contact with you from Seattle, Washington. You'll be in, there will be someone interested in you there.
Wow.
Okay? So I would expect that to hear from them a bit about within about 6 weeks to 6 months. The sixes are very strong with you right now. And trust your heart. You'll be very busy. Okay? I think we lost her. Okay. Are you still there, Jessie? No, you're not. Okay, well, thank you very much for calling. Anyone else want to call in to call them and toll free numbers? I think you're freaking somebody else. You didn't know what to do. How I see him. So the rest is up to her if she so chooses to make that decision. I hope she does well. See, we lost her. She must have hung up. Yeah, did you hang up, Jazz? Are we going to call her calling in? Hello?
Hello. How are you?
God, who am I speaking to? Where are you from?
This is Lyle, and I'm in Indianapolis, Indiana.
You're in Indianapolis, Indiana. Hey, nice to meet you, sir.
Nice to meet you.
Okay, what would you like to ask?
Well, I have a question for you. I have a court case that I know I've lost in the lower court, and I have to take it to our state Supreme Court. And I wanted to find out, will I be successful with it if I take it to our Indiana Supreme Court?
For some reason, I feel that there's somebody trying to block you from having to have this go through. Now, to me, it looks like to me that somebody screwed up somehow. They messed with your records and they screwed up. Like, to me, it feels like a mix-up. And now, either you talk about switching lawyers or somebody has actually talked about switching people. Who did this?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I switched lawyers.
Oh, well, I'm representing myself, so,
okay.
But the Deputy Attorney General who I'm going against has done some underhanded tricks, along with the judge in the lower court case. I have brought up other cases that were like mine and showed them the law in the United States Constitution.
Yeah.
And they ignored what I showed them.
Why would they ignore it?
I'm sorry?
I said, why do you think they would ignore it?
Well, because the judge, everybody who's come before him, the judge previously and brought up the same thing that I was bringing up, he ruled against them, and I read it. But with me, I had done a lot of research, and I had the United States Supreme Court cases that backed up my position. And
that's why I said this to you in the very beginning. Why do I get to see them? They're trying to mess with your files or switch them around.
Okay, well, I've got copies. I've got copies of everything that I need when I submit it to the Indiana Supreme Court. So
okay,
but did you say you thought I would or wouldn't be successful?
I strongly feel you can be, but you need to stand strong with this and not let them actually make you feel intimidated.
Okay.
But I also got a feeling, too, you may have to change judges because there's somebody here who's not... They pretend to be on your side, but they're not.
Okay.
Okay, so watch carefully. Don't be angry with them, but just make some decisions. Don't make any rash decisions, but just follow your heart. You know very well that you'll be successful. It's going to take time, but you'll do well.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Take care. Okay. Yeah, these things do happen. People have a tendency of, in the law, sometimes they do manipulate and change and switch things around. We just have to be a little bit more, I guess, say, attentive with it and just be one step ahead, not let it bother us. We already know in our hearts that we become successful in whatever situation is regarding whether it's court issues, and we come across this all the time, everywhere. No matter if it's in Canada, United States, anywhere across the world, Europe, we're always challenging that. If we believe in our heart that we can be successful, we can be successful. If there is someone manipulating it, I would say, be one step ahead of it. Be aware of what's going on around your surroundings and make sure that you are prepared for your court case. If you're representing yourself, these things do happen at times, folks. We have a call calling in. Hello?
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 Hi, this is George. I'm wondering if you can give me a reading on my career situation.
Your career?
Yeah.
Okay. Where are you calling from?
Actually, Vancouver, Canada.
Oh, you call from Vancouver. Hey. A Valenzuela Vancouveran.
No kidding, eh?
Yeah. Okay. Do you know about me here? Did you hear about my show here, or did you just decide to get on?
Well, I just, I look at a website and just look at a profile, and it's kind of interesting, so I'm calling you out.
Okay.
I hope it's okay.
Okay, no problem. Let me get out with the person, like, for work.
I'm still working. It's just I'm working for a consulting company, like IT kind of consulting company.
So you're basically doing some consulting before, and you're trying to make a decision for something. Why don't you work for yourself?
Well, eventually, if I have enough experience, definitely. But right now, I guess I'm at a stage of my life that I want to get enough experience before I start my own business.
Yeah, okay.
I don't feel, you know, just rushing.
What type of consulting are you doing?
Information technology.
Okay. I've got a funny feeling that you're going to end up doing, you will not listen to the company for a while yet, but there's going to be an adjustment after. Now, I don't know why I'm saying this, but I will say this. I feel that you'll be working for somebody that actually has a union connection to them. That means that like there's a union registry. And it's, it looks like there's, in one point I want to say it looks like automobiles, but it's not automobiles, but you're giving people advice or you're working with someone in that process, and there's someone's talking about, they're talking about, I could see a car. It must be something to a vehicle.
Okay.
So, for some reason, you're around someone that's doing vehicles.
Right now, the company I'm working for is really small, and definitely there's no union or anything like that. So, are you saying I'm going to move on to a different company?
I got a funny feeling you will later on down the road. And,
okay.
I feel that, when you'll actually make some decisions later on, but not really right now. I feel it's like it will come up. So I wouldn't worry about, like right now really fast, but I would say, you know, like get your experience and then you'll be making a decision later on. Someone's going to actually, offer you another job, but I want to say it is actually an automobile company that you'd be around part of that. To me, it looks like I'm not sure the company's called Cougar or Mercedes, but I guess the really high-end vehicle company that you may end up working for.
Okay. So there's nothing going on, let's say, in the near future, because the company I'm working for right now, they may not have enough work for me, so this is one of the reasons I called you up, just to see if there's any movement. Either way, maybe I have to move on to a different company.
I would say your best bet to do is just to, I'm looking in the paper, so just do your paper thing and see what happens.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right,
thank you. You're not off your track. You're doing fine.
All right, thanks.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Okay,
now. Anyways, getting back into the show. Yeah, these things happen. There are people that When I'll give an example here. It's like this fellow here is looking for and wants to make some adjustments or some changes in his work because what he's doing now and what's going to happen next for him. I strongly feel that he will do much better once he starts making the intention. And anybody, for example, anybody yourself, any folks out there, if you're trying to make some decisions, these do take time. So I would say look forward to it. And things will work out for you. Okay. Now, anybody who wants to ask any questions, please, you have to phone in, feel free. And that's the way we'll make contacts right now because the show is live. And we're on bbsradio.com. And please join us. We have a caller calling in.
Hello?
Yes, have another caller?
Yes.
Yes.
This is Chriselle.
Hi, Chriselle.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing okay. I was calling in for a reading today.
Okay. What would you like to have? What would you like to find out this time?
Anything that you can see coming up as far as my love life?
coming up your midlife?
No, for my in regards to my love life, romance wise.
Love life, okay.
Yes.
Okay, they're telling me your love life right now is a little slow.
Yes.
That means you're not making any intentions to find someone right now. You're waiting for the guy to come to you.
Yeah, I've been trying to make a little bit of an effort, but yeah, you're right about that.
But you're not making enough effort, okay? So what I'm saying is that what you need to do, you need to make some changes, even personal changes.
Yes.
Okay? And I find it that it's almost like, when's the last time you changed your wardrobe in your closet?
It's been a while, about a year.
Okay. I would say your best thought to do is to, if you haven't worn certain clothes for more than a year, get rid of them.
Okay.
Replenish your clothing closet and restyle yourself, girl, and get out there and do it.
So do you see anything coming up?
Yeah, there's two men that are interested in you. I'm seeing two.
It's two?
Two. And
any initials?
Initials? I don't give initials. I'll give you names. How's that sound?
Oh, that's even better.
Okay.
Okay.
There's a fellow by name that actually sounds like a Charles or Charlie name to him.
With the M? Did you say M? I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you.
A C? Like a capital letter C, then almost like a Charles or a Charlie?
A C? Oh, yes. I have a crush on this guy named Chris.
Okay. And that's probably one of them. And the other fellow who I'm seeing actually has a name to him. It's almost like Murray or that kind of name. It's very strong, letter M.
Okay.
And he's around you, too. Well, he will be around you soon.
Okay.
One of the fellows actually either works for the post office.
Oh.
He's not an angry worker.
Okay. Well, that's good.
I feel that he... you may hear from him. Now, I'm not saying he's not part of your roof, by the way. He's not part of your mail roof.
Okay.
But he's you'll probably hear from him or see him when you start getting out more often.
Okay.
Okay. So you do have some challenges to meet some new guys.
Yeah, that will be cool. I go to school with a lot of cute ones. Just haven't made the effort to approach any. I like for a guy to approach me. Mm-hmm.
You got
to
make the effort.
Yeah.
That's so where things are.
So we'll see what happens. You. Get anything else that I should know, or?
I don't know what makes it sense to you, but I'm also seeing a small child around you.
Yes, my little girl. Her name is Monica.
Oh, you have a little girl?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's going to be, she will start seeing things more than you expect to see.
More? Oh, I can't hear.
She'll start seeing spirits around her more than you expect to see.
More growth?
Spirit.
Oh, yeah. Spirits, yeah. You're right about that. She didn't start seeing them already. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they wake her up at night?
Yes.
Scared
her. That's because that spirit around here is Grandpa.
Oh, okay.
Okay. You have a grandfather's crossover. He's the one that's there. And he's just going boo, 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 boo to the baby.
Oh.
And that's why she's woken up, but because he enjoys being, he comes out at night.
yeah, at nighttime, because he'll wake up and she'll start screaming.
Yeah, but she didn't recognize him. That's why he's trying, you know how when you walk up to someone and you think you scared them all, and you go, ooh, you pull your arms back,
mm-hmm.
and you think, well, I'm trying to mean this guy,
and
you're trying to find a mean to way he's not.
I guess I have to wait till she get a little older to teach her more.
Well, I'm just supposed to let her know that it's Grandpa that's visiting her, then not to be afraid.
Okay.
You also have, a soldier that's also in spirit in your house.
What?
A soldier.
Oh, yeah, I dreamed of him.
Okay.
Yeah. I talk to him all the time. You so right about that.
Yeah, he's also in your house. He visits your house. The reason why he's in that area, in the house, because he died in that area.
Yes.
He actually lived in that area.
Yes. Wow.
Okay. And his name, very simple name, his name is John.
Oh, I dreamed of him, and I talked to him. Yep, you're right. Yep, that's his name.
That's him. And let me know that he's...
He, kind of tall, fair skin. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I've seen him. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's who he is.
He's there. He's cool. Around you. And the reason why he's there, I will say this. I just don't feel that you were probably his wife or girlfriend in the past life. That's why he's around.
Yeah.
You're not the woman he once loved.
Oh, okay. I thought that she had probably passed over, too, and something happened to her. I don't know. I know she comes here, too, or some other lady comes here, too.
That's possible.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible. I would, for the female being around, no, it's not the female. It's not his wife or girlfriend. This is,
Yep, that's John. I sure did talk to him.
And I'm also getting a female, and I can strongly feel there's actually a grandmother, grandfather. So this is another female, it's his grandmother. The grandmother also is also passed.
Yeah, my great-grandma.
Okay. Now, she said you knew her.
Mm-hmm.
You met her.
Yeah, my great-grandmother.
Okay, she's the one that's around you now. She's around the baby, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty, well, I guess I have to get out there more, and hopefully I win Chris over. I really have a big crush on him, big time.
I know, he's a big baby.
He is, but I haven't got that far yet. It's just friendship now, so I don't know how you feel or how to go about it or anything. I don't want to be too aggressive and push him away, you know?
I think you women, you're saying, I don't want to be too aggressive.
Will he have, like, a lot of groupies surrounding him?
No, rip his clothes off. I'm just telling him, look, I want your body.
That's funny. I'll really run him off. Like, ooh, she's nasty.
I don't think so. I think she'd be fine.
Yeah, he's a cutie. Maybe in the future I'll get a hold of him.
You'll all do well. You'll all work out.
Yep. Well, okay. I'll keep you posted, Derek. Thank you so much.
Let me know how things work out.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You're awesome. Okay. Yeah, these things do happen. Let your folks know that please call in toll-free. These are the toll-free numbers that are available if you want to ask questions. I don't do readings on the Pal Talk Room as far as typing it out because I'd rather talk to you guys in person. So one-on-one on the phone, and because the show is live, and it will benefit you to listen to and ask questions. And so I get to hear your wonderful voice and say, please. What are you calling in? Hello?
Hello.
You're the caller?
Yes. Hello, Mr. Derek SkyCloud. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Very, very good. I'm just phoning in to say thank you for removing my mother's photo off your website.
Oh, you're most welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, I had difficulties because I had tried that. What happened was before, I discarded the website. Out a while back because there was the new one was made, and so I discarded that one away, and I didn't know that it still existed.
Okay. Well,
so I had to go back and see if it's still there.
Okay. I thought I'd phone in and say thank you.
Oh, no problem. Appreciate you listening. Take care. Yeah, okay. Yeah, some people do require, I guess you'd say, privacy sometimes. It all happened where I was putting up a picture, folks, on a website or just there to a lot of those. I knew this person's mom, and we were sent these photographs from the organization and saying, you know, these are people that crossed over if you want to put them on your website. So we offered these things. We thought, okay, it's a great idea. We put them up on our museum website, and then some people thought it was more important for them to be more private and not having to share it. So we didn't mind. We'll just take them down. So anyway, there's another caller calling in.
Yeah, hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
Derek, this is Nick. I'm calling from Costa Rica.
Hey, Nick from Costa Rica.
Yeah. Any messages from the other side? Anybody want to talk to me?
Yeah, now I want to talk to you. They want to gang up on you now, no?
Yeah.
How is the weather up there?
What's that?
How is the weather up there?
It's rainy this time of the year, but generally sunny every morning.
Did you guys ever get caught in that storm?
Yeah. Yeah, we got just a little bit of it, rain, you know, but not much.
you didn't get the major storm, like, the, you know, all over you, so to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's not bad. At least you didn't get, nobody got drowned or, you know, they lost a few lives in some of the areas, which is hard to, it's hard to believe.
It's pretty hard to hear you, you know, you're very muffled.
I'm muffling right now?
Yeah. Pretty hard to hear.
I shouldn't be muffling, unless the guys need to straighten it out. Hang on a second, let me just get this straightened out. Let me get the audio corrected. Volume. Audio quality. How's that?
I think it's a little better, yeah.
Okay. Just, I'll look
yeah, that's better.
With you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I probably brought it down too low a little bit. Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay, so is there someone wanting to make contact with me?
Let's see what you can do it here. I also have someone here that wanted to talk about your dad. Is your father crossed over?
Did I what?
Has your father crossed?
Yes, he has.
Okay. Your father's the first person here who wants to come through and just saying hello to you. He's
uh-huh.
around you. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me?
Hey, what is that?
Can you hear me?
I can just hear you, yeah.
Okay, they're saying I'm over-modulating. What's going on here?
Uh-huh.
Why is this happening?
I guess you're a little better. You know, even over the internet, it was kind of muffled on your other calls that you had.
Yeah.
They were clear, but you weren't.
Interesting how, because I'm on a headset. This headset was really great. One of the best items in the market. The only thing I could think of is maybe Skype is one of the, maybe is a problem, and I can't
mm-hmm.
adjust Skype's numbers.
Yeah.
So as far as volume's concerned, I'll do the best I can.
Yeah, I can kind of decipher what you're saying. So.
Okay.
So what else?
Okay, let's see what we can do here for you. Now, I'm being pressed about job change. So what's going on with you here?
Job change? No, I'm
yeah.
retired. Disability retired.
No, I didn't say disability retired. I'm talking about, like, there's, when you're bringing up the idea of the word job change, that means there's something to be important as far as work is concerned. But it's coming into your life that's going to be, like I say, an important issue.
Yeah, I'm building a house. Mm-hmm.
That's the job change.
Uh-huh.
That's what it is. Okay. Let's see here. I'm seeing. I just feel your father's presence because my head hurt. It sounds like he actually, when he dealt with either he had a heart attack or a stroke, one of the two.
Yeah, I think probably both.
Because I feel like it really piped down in my head.
Uh huh. Yeah.
He's around you. That's all I can say. He's around you confidently. I'm not really seeing anything that's negative. I'm not seeing anything really, really that you need to worry about. I feel there's comfort there.
Mm-hmm. Nobody else. My mother, nobody else, huh?
Not right now. But there is,
yeah.
You're talking about a young female that's around you.
Uh-huh.
Either you're concerned about a young woman. Do you
yeah.
have a daughter?
No, a son.
Your son. Okay, there's a young girl that's around you right now. What may relate to your son. How old is your son?
Well, he's 11. Of course, my wife is young enough to be my daughter.
Okay. It's probably her then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is she half your age?
Well, not half, but about 20 years difference.
Okay. probably it's her because I'm feeling her presence. Now, is she with you or is she elsewhere?
She's in the house.
Okay. There is a message for her because they're showing me that they want to make contact with the young woman.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm feeling like a heaviness in the cheek. I feel like, let's see, that would be, how would that be? I don't know whether either her mom passed over or the female, I'm not sure who she is. They're not really saying yes. But I feel like a heaviness in the cheekbone. So either she was suffering from calcium deficiency, but something to do with her face, like either internal head injuries, or she got with a tumor.
Hmm. I don't know. You mean one of her relatives that have passed over?
Yeah, on her side.
Yeah. I believe there was someone there that I think had cancer on the face.
Yeah, but like I'm not sure, like, brain cancer, but it was like I really got pain in my cheeks.
I think that was an aunt. Yeah.
Okay. She's coming through. She wants to say acknowledge that she's there. She's actually watching over the family. I don't see, honest to God, I don't see anything bad at all.
Mm-hmm.
But they're also pointing out just to trust how things are working. Everything is in play.
What was that?
Just trust. Everything is laid upon the table. It all will work well.
Uh-huh. Okay, I understand.
They're showing me dollar signs. That means not to worry about it.
Uh-huh. Okay. because my worries are that I have to sell the house that we're in order to have enough money to complete the other house. So I'm going to run into a time problem, and I'm hoping the house will sell fast, you know. The dry season comes in December, and that's the best time to try to sell.
Yeah, well, you're only in September now.
I know.
Let's see. Take a look at the house here. Will it sell in December? I've got a yes. They're saying the house will sell in December.
I hope so.
So, I'm listening to them. They're telling me, so I'm going to go with what they're telling me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And just trust that. I'll tell you something right now. What has happened where people have actually tried to sell a house, and I told them when it will sell by a certain date, and even when it was down for the last 2 days, there was some wave. And when that date came around, that person showed up and bought the house.
Who will show up and buy the house? I don't know. It's hard, really hard to hear you.
Oh, I said sometimes I give people dates, like the time and day when it will sell.
Uh-huh.
And at times, like you said, you're not too sure if you'll be able to understand if they're going to be sure, if they're going to buy it by December. I've seen people actually sell a house by a certain date, last 2 days.
See, I probably really won't put it on the market until the middle of November because it's kind of pointless right now with the weather and everything.
Yeah. You know what? It wouldn't hurt if you put it on the market now.
Mm-hmm.
Just to inform ahead of time.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Oh.
It won't hurt anybody.
Uh-huh. Well, I have a few things I need to do to it, you know, and it's going to take me a little while, you know.
Yeah. But I'm also saying here, I'm hearing the words, you got to tweak it.
Repeat that?
You have to give it a tweak. T-W-E-E-K. Does that make sense?
I think so.
Okay.
It's really hard. I don't know. I don't know why, you know, maybe it's... maybe coming over the internet might be the problem, you know. I don't know.
I've never had this problem before. It's never sounded as bad.
Yeah. Like I say, the callers were coming in very clear, and that last girl was having a hard time hearing also.
Yeah, I'll have to find out what's going on. I'll tell you
what. But anyway, what do you see anything? Do you see anything about my health? I got a lot of problems.
What area of your body?
Where?
What area?
Oh, gosh. Well, I had bypass surgery 5 years ago, and I think that's leading to additional problems, cardiovascular.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to tell you what to do. You need to go online.
Oh, I'm taking Strauss Heart Drops. You told me about them.
Yes, and how did it work?
They helped an awful lot. Really helped a lot as far as my heart skipping beats and angina pain, pretty much gone. But
okay.
I think I'm starting to have trouble with my kidneys because the medication that they used, which they no longer use, they used that during my operation. And
okay.
It can lead to kidney failure.
Okay, I want you to contact this woman, and I'll give her your phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
604.
654?
No, 604.
604.
Yes. 952.
958?
No, 952.
9-4-2-8?
No, 2.
Oh, man. 9.
Okay, wait a minute. Go to my website. Give me my name.
Okay, I'll go on the website and get it.
And email me, and I'll send it to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay?
All right, because I'm having a hard time hearing you, so...
I need to find out and check what's going on because it's really horrible.
Yeah, okay. We might as well say goodbye. And
okay.
Hopefully the next one will go through better. Okay.
Thanks
a lot, Derek. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Now, I don't know why I'm seeing that. Okay, let's try this. Now, is Seth there? Seth, you there? Seth, are you there? Okay, I'm going to call back here. Did you call calling in? Hello?
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 Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Hi, this is, I'm Michelle. I'm from Nebraska in the U.S.
Yes.
And I'm kind of calling in for a reading on my daughter. I've had some concerns for her. I mean, when I was young, I saw a lot of spirits and grew up in an environment where nobody would believe me.
Yeah.
And I know she's not going to grow up that way because... So, I mean, I'll believe her, but I mean, I just kind of want to see, was wondering what path she's going to kind of follow?
Well, the path is going to follow. I would say she'll follow the same path as you will.
Okay.
Okay. I would not worry about it too much. She's done things on this earth before in her past life that she's done healing work. So this is a return for her to do more work.
Okay.
If the mother, when the mother sees spirits, even the children will start seeing them too.
Okay, because like my son just doesn't seem to, I have twins, and my boy just doesn't seem to, you know.
Yeah, it's mostly female. The women are the call the life givers. They're the ones that actually, they're the ones that see things.
Okay, all right.
The women are more sensitive, yeah.
More sensitive to that, because I know that, you know, when we had the prayer ceremony, we actually hung the flags in her room, the ties.
Yes.
You know, to try and kind of help, you know, ease it a little bit. But I know there's some nights where she just really still, you know, she's at the age where she's scared of everybody. So, of course, any spirit popping up is going to be just as scary as any stranger popping in.
She'll get used to it.
Yeah. So, I mean, how do you deal with that when she first starts to talk about it? I mean, what do you...
Well, I'd say the best thing to do is to guide her into it, but not to scare her with it. When you don't show fear, she won't show fear.
Okay.
And so when you are trusting spirit to guide you, she sees what you learn. A child will learn what a mother learns, and even all the bad habits that mothers give too. So
right.
You have to be aware of what they see you do.
Okay. Okay, so I got to be a good role model then, huh?
Exactly. Yeah, you have to be the best mama.
Okay, all right. My other question is, my husband, we've really desperately been trying for him to get a different job.
Yes.
He'd like to keep working with his tribe. But it just seems like every time we think we get close and get our hopes up, it just falls through. Do you see any change for him in the future, or...
Yes, but I'm also being told out of town. So I got a funny feeling he'd be traveling out of town for a while.
Okay.
So what did he do before?
He works in realty, and we do drive 20 minutes to our jobs now out of town.
Okay.
He works in realty, and he's been trying to get into, like, the BIA and to realty there, but he's hiring there. Brothers and sisters, and
I want to tell you what he's got to seriously consider. He's got to consider to get into buying property, not the houses themselves, brand new, but get you like the ones that were older, renovate them and flip them.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, and get them to contract out people that are very qualified, and you will do very well.
Wow, okay, that's interesting. Okay.
Okay, because he talked about this. He talked about it.
Yeah, we have.
You got to do it. And you'll make your first million within 2 years.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Watch the market closely, and you'll do fine.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, folks, we're coming to a close. I'd like to thank everyone for chatting back and forth and sharing messages with me. Those of you out there that some people like to insistently want to talk to me privately through the Pal Talk chat room or not the Pal Talk chat room, and they didn't want to come on radio. I'm sorry, I apologize. But these things happen. We try not to, I'm trying not to create the non-talk part. I want to talk to people like this, rather than people come on the show, listen to the show, and call in. So I'd love to hear that. Anyways, folks, it's come to closing, and next week, looking forward to having you folks to listen in. And in the meantime, between time, this is Eric White, Sky Cloud. It's been wonderful listening to you folks and chatting with you, and hope to listen to or hear you from next week. And take care out there, and be safe. Dress careful. Talk careful. Have fun. Take care.